Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 301, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. And God Himself shall wipe away all tears. Father, unless I judge, I cannot weep, nor can I suffer pain or feel I am abandoned or unneeded in the world. This is my home because I judge it not. And therefore is it only what you will. Let me today behold it uncondemned. Through happy eyes, forgiveness has released from all distortion. Let me see your world instead of mine. And all the tears I shed will be forgotten, for their source is gone. Father, I will not judge your world today. Amen. God's world is happy. Those who look on it can only add their joy to it and bless it as a cause of further joy in them. We wept because we did not understand, but we have learned the world we saw was false, and we will look upon God's world today. As I contemplate this lesson, I feel like it's placed me in a complete state, the state of completion where I am looking at the world through the eyes of truth. Through the truth of who I am, of what I am. When he says God's world is happy, those who look on it can only add their joy to it. And to look on God's world, we have to be looking through the eyes of Christ, the eyes of truth, the eyes of what we are, wholeness, oneness. And he talks of the tears. It says, we wept because we did not understand. Before we could see through truth's eyes, we were seeing the illusion, and we did weep, because in the illusion, there is only fear and sorrow. He goes on to say, but we have learned the world we saw was false, and we will look upon God's world today, complete and whole. The title of the lesson starts with the word and. It says, "And God Himself shall wipe away all tears." And I ask, what is the first part of that sentence? We usually don't start a sentence with the word and. And the lesson tells us, those who look on God's world are happy, and God Himself shall wipe away all tears, wiping away all the past beliefs that the illusion was real. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, the truth within, the oneness that is me and all beings, help me today to let go of believing in the illusion. Help me to let go of believing that my happiness can come from the illusion. Help me today to let go of believing that I might get lucky the next time and find happiness in the illusion. Help me to realize the illusion holds nothing that I want. And help me to realize that expecting the illusion to change is insanity. Help me to see the world through Christ's eyes, through the truth of who I am, to see past the illusion to the core of my love, my happiness, my joy, my bliss. Help me today. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, we quiet the body, getting into a non-distracting position. Taking a few deep breaths. Setting the goal for the next few minutes to be in the presence of the moment, right now, letting go of all things that may distract. You have no place to go, nothing to do, nothing to fix for the next few minutes, holding an unconflicted goal. I am going to read from the text, The Savior from the Dark. It's section 2 of chapter 25. I will add in some comment or question to make it easier to understand and take in. These come from the Circle of Atonement's commentary. Is it not evident that what the body's eyes perceive fills you with fear? Look around the room. Take note of the fear associated with each object. Perhaps you think you find a hope of satisfaction there. Isn't this true? Perhaps you fancy to attain some peace and satisfaction in the world as you perceive it. Do you? Yet it must be evident the outcome does not change. Despite your hopes and fancies, always does despair result. Isn't it true that countless disappointments have meant that you are not able to raise your hopes as high as you used to? And there is no exception, nor will there ever be. Can you accept this? The only value that the past, your past search for happiness, can hold is that you learn it gave you no rewards, which you would want to keep. Does this seem true? For only thus will you be willing to relinquish it and have it gone forever. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be free of the past? Is it not strange that you should cherish still some hope of satisfaction from the world you see? Hear Jesus asking you this. In no respect, at any time or place, has anything but fear and guilt been your reward, though sometimes disguised as pleasure. How long is needed for you to realize the chance of change in this respect is hardly worth delaying change that might result in better outcome? What will it take you to give up on this losing horse and try something more promising? For one thing is sure, the way you see and long have seen gives no support to base your future hopes and no suggestions of success at all. You have been hoping for luck, haven't you? To place your hopes where no hope lies must make you hopeless. Can you see the logic of this? Has this happened in your own life? Yet is this hopelessness your choice? While you would seek for hope where none is ever found. If you are hopeless, haven't you chosen it by placing your hopes where no hope lies? Is it not also true that you have found some hope apart from this, some glimmering, inconstant, wavering, yet dimly seen? That hopefulness is warranted on grounds that are not in this world. Isn't this true? Isn't this exactly what the Course has brought you? And yet your hope that they, the grounds for hopefulness, may still be here in the happenings of this world. Which prevents you still from giving up the hopeless and unrewarding task you have given yourself. Instead of fully devoting yourself to the Course's way, have you given yourself a hopeless and unrewarding task instead? A task of finding happiness where it can't be found. Can it make sense to hold the fixed belief that there is reason to uphold pursuit of what has always failed on grounds that it will suddenly succeed and bring what it has never brought before? Ask yourself this. How would it feel right now in this present moment? If you knew that you were completely happy completely whole, not needing to search for happiness anywhere, because that's what you are. How does it feel in this present moment to be completely complete, not needing or seeking or wanting, but being completely happy? Letting go of all else. Letting God wipe away all remnants of the illusion that there was something lacking, something needed to make you happy. And sitting in perfect completion, perfectly at peace. Thank you for joining with me today in allowing God to wipe away all the tears. Namaste.